This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Officials of various constitutional agencies take oath of office and secrecy today. Defendants continue pleading at constitutional bench in the case of dissolution of House of Representatives. And China blocks UN Security Council statement condemning the military coup in Myanmar. Now, the news in detail. The officials of various constitutional agencies appointed by the government have taken the oath of office and secrecy today. The oath of the office and secrecy was administered to the officials for various constitutional bodies at the recommendation of the Constitutional Council at the office of the President in Sital Niwas this morning. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangabahadur Rada administered the oath of office and secrecy to the heads of the constitutional agencies, while the heads of the respective agencies administered the oath of office and secrecy to the members. The meeting of the Constitutional Council held on the 15th of December in 2020 recommended 38 officials in various constitutional bodies and commissions, including the Commission for the Investigation of Use of Authority and Human Rights Commission. The oath of office was administered as per the constitutional provision of automatic appointment in the case of parliamentary hearing doesn't take place within 45 days of recommendation. The legal practitioners of the government side are continuing the pleading on the writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Advocate Sushil Panta has continued the debate on behalf of the government in today's hearing session of the Constitutional Bench. Earlier on Tuesday, Attorney General Agni Kharel argued before the bench that the right to dissolve the House of Representatives was vested in the Prime Minister. Advocate Panta has been pleading since yesterday. A total of 68 legal practitioners had argued on behalf of the petitioners in the ongoing hearing in the constitutional bench of the Apex Court since January 17. A constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangabahadur Rada is hearing 13 different writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Nepal-Canada Friendship and Cultural Association Nepal has marked 56th years of the establishment of diplomatic ties between Nepal and Canada today. On the occasion, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Lekhraj Bhatta, shared the progress in the expansion of Nepal's trade and commerce with other countries, including Canada. Chief guest of the program, Minister Bhatta, also extended his gratefulness to the Canadian government for its gesture of the goodwill to Nepal and Nepalese. Seven different ponds of Lumbini area, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, were named on the occasion of the World Wetland Day. Vice Chairman of Lumbini Development Trust, Monk Meteya, shared that the wetlands were named before the names of noted nature conservationist, setting light on the tripartite relationship among the water, wetland and life. He said the seven wetlands were named in the memory of prominent conservationist of Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China has blocked a UN Security Council statement condemning the military coup in Myanmar. The military took power in the Southeast Asian nation on Monday after arresting political leader Aung San Suu Kyi and hundreds of other lawmakers. The coup leaders have since formed a Supreme Council which will sit above the cabinet. In Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, signs of resistance and civil disobedience has been growing. The United Nations Security Council met on Tuesday but failed to agree on a joint statement after China did not support it. A joint statement would have needed China's support, which holds veto power as a permanent member of the UN Security Council. Nearly 1,400 people were detained in Russia during Tuesday's protest in support of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. In Moscow, riot police were filmed beating demonstrators with batons. 44-year-old Navalny was jailed for 3.5 years for violating the conditions of a suspended sentence. He says the case was fabricated. He returned to Russia in January after being treated in Germany for a near-fatal nerve agent attack last August. Mr. Navalny says Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the attack on the Novichok agent, describing him as a poisoner. The Kremlin denies the allegations. Iran is allowing all crew members of a South Korean flagged tanker it seized in the Gulf a month ago to leave the country, except for the captain. A foreign ministry spokesman said 19 of the Hankuk Shemi's sailors would be released on humanitarian grounds following a request from Seoul. Iranian forces detained the Hankuk Shemi near the strategic Strait of Hormuz on 4th of January, accusing it of causing environmental pollution. The operator of the tank, which was carrying chemicals, denied the charge. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Officials of various constitutional agencies take oath of office and secrecy today. Defendants continue pleading at constitutional bench in the case of dissolution of House of Representatives, and China blocks UN Security Council statement condemning the military coup in Myanmar. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.